I have to be on a wedding day like a child, like a child that is curious about everything and is watching everything. Everything what happened, a door, a picture, the wind, the grass, the smell, everything you have to watch and you like a child.
Willkommen zu unserem Podcast Feierabendbier mit Hochzeitsvideografinnen. Wir dürfen heute mit Ricardo sprechen, haben uns schon sehr lange drauf gefreut. Wer Hochzeitsfilme macht, hat wahrscheinlich schon seinen Namen öfters gehört.
Und sich wahrscheinlich Inspiration auch verschafft durch seine Filme. Ich glaube, der ist Vorbild für einige Filmemacher hier in Deutschland, aber auch international auf jeden Fall bekannt.
Genau, mit seiner Frau, der Anne, haben sie das Unternehmen Creative Wedding. Und auch ein Education-Plattform hat der Ricardo zusammen mit Maro Films. Die heißt Osmosis. Und ja, viel Spaß mit der Folge. Ja, hey Ricardo, we're very excited to have you on our podcast. Yeah, you're a role model for filmmakers throughout Germany and internationally also. And yeah, also for us, you're a very important source of inspiration, and we're very happy to have you.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This makes my ego bigger, but it's not so good, but it's thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, maybe you could tell us a little backstory. Yeah, you are filming weddings for 10 years. How did you get started?
I remember really good because it was really a change point into our life for me and my wife, Anna. So actually, I'm Italian. So I was living in Italy. And when I met Anna, I had to come here in Germany. And before, I was selling a frame for glasses. But when I tried to sell the frame from glasses here in Germany, nobody wanted my glasses. And so it was a really big problem. And Anne, she was a graphic designer and she was already a photographer. And we were to a couple of weddings of friends. And for fun, we done like everybody a little bit of photos and videos. And the feedback, it was really nice. And we said, maybe we should try to make something like this. And then we started in 2012 with two weddings of friends, and from there it started. So it was, and we had the luck that we were one of the first company that offer photo and film together, and mm-hmm. this was a big plus in that time, and we didn't have a lot of inspiration around us, and this was also a really good thing to get a little bit of our kind of character out. So yeah,
that leads us to our next question: how did you develop your style? Or
maybe that's the point where I wanted just to tell a little backstory how we came across Anne and you and Creative Wedding in whole. It was like quite similar. Well, we didn't sell glasses, but we also had a friend who wanted us to film his wedding back in 2018, and he asked us a year beforehand, and then I had a whole year to get inspiration. I was already a filmmaker, but I didn't know what was possible or what equipment is used in this genre. And then we came across your films, and it was like a very interesting experience for me, especially because I searched my place in the filmmaking business. I liked real movies, but it was so far away to have a big set and to have a script and to not make a bad movie. And then I saw your films and I got these film feelings, like the music, the grading, and the tone of the films had such an emotional impact on me that I thought this guy has one day of shooting or 2 days maybe, and he came create those kinds of films that I that are deeply touching. And yeah, that was the first maybe turning point for me in my head, and I thought, okay, that might not just be a film that I make for a friend. It could also be a great film that others may like. And I just wanted to tell you and say thank you this way, because I think it's not easy if you're the first one to have this exquisite or this style. That's why Xenia was asking how did you create it.
I'm for sure not the first one who done this. I remember that one time, so when I started, there was a film that is from Rob Adams, and he done a wedding films about a couple where the groom, he was on a chair, on a rule chair, and this was exactly like a film. The feeling, it was like a film, and I say, wow, that is something that is, it was fantastic. And I know that in that time, the wedding film, they were really too easy and a little bit too banal. They were really kitschy, and music banal that doesn't fit with what are you watching. And and I wanted something like this, that it looks like it should look like a film. In the same time, it should be, it is real. So you have to mix a documentary style with cinema, the kind of way how you shoot, the kind of way how you grade, and the kind of music you choose. And and step by step, we arrive to manage to get a product that it looks like a film. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the own motivation, the own perspective of what you see and what you think is fitting for a wedding. But if other filmmakers were watching your films and say, okay, if I think about Ricardo films, I think it's cinematic, I think it's emotional. What are maybe parts of your films that they are missing out, or what are adjectives maybe you would describe your films with that others aren't really seeing?
When I'm doing workshop, I get a lot of question that is based of what I'm doing on the wedding day and how I manage with the couple, what I say to the couple, what I do to the couple. And actually, this is not the right questions. And the most of the time, the people, the videographer, they are going on a wedding day with in mind already a film that they want to have, that they want to get. They already have a music maybe, or they already have something that they want to put together. And this is, I find, that is really a not good way to go on a wedding day, because you become blind about what you are watching. And a lot of time, I said also in on a YouTube video, that you see on the in the film more the videographer than the wedding. And this is, I find, that we are going into a place that is not the right place where should be a wedding film. Because actually, a wedding film, it's a film that should give to the couple a really fantastic memory of a unique day. And it's not session shooting one after the other, or fantastic cinematic shot of the videographer that he had to put it on to his Instagram. It's more something that give the couple the possibility to remember that unique day. And I know that in my films, in what we shot in the last years, there were a lot of cinematic shots, but actually the 90% of this shot, they were lucky shot. So they were lucky shot that, for example, someone who is walking down, then I had a fantastic light, a fantastic movement, bam. It was great, but it was a fantastic moment. It isn't that every wedding you go and you try to get that kind of shot. The most of the shot that I have, they are lucky shot. Then there's nothing fought. So after you, when you mix it together with the film and you give it a reason to be there, then it's good. But a lot, they are going on the wedding and they try to get this kind of shot, and this is the things that is going on all the time. And it doesn't matter what happened, it doesn't matter if someone is crying, it doesn't matter if there are some hugs or somebody smiling. I want to get the important thing is to get that cinematic shot to make the opening of the film. Boom. Okay. And this is, I find that is the wrong approach to going on the wedding day, because the wedding day, it's a unique day from the couple. It sounds banal, it sounds cheesy or whatever, but we had our wedding in 2018, and I remember really good what kind of day it was. And I couldn't choose a better videographer, because that was my friend Remy, that he filmed our wedding. And he shoot it, and he get me the film exactly how I would like to see it. Do you know the part of the shooting that everyone is looking for to go to shoot? Ah, let's go to make 2 hours of shooting. Let's go to make the sunset shooting. Okay, this is the most important. This is our only a small accent here and there that helps to elevate the story, elevate to give you a little bit more meat to cook in the film, but it's not the film, you know.
Yeah,
that is
That's a very interesting perspective.
So it's important to have your eyes wide open, to be in the moment, to be attentive, and not have your checklist in mind. Okay, which kind of shots do I need to do to create my Ricardo film?
It's not a Ricardo film. Do you know, at the beginning, I remember when I started the first years, I had in mind a lot of shots. I had in mind, okay, now, oh, I've got this music, I've got to start, I have to make this slider in the church really slowly, boom, I had to make this. I remember that I put a lot of picture in my mind, and I arrived to shoot that elopement in Scotland with a lot of picture in mind. A lot of picture in mind, but no one of this picture were happening. So the weather, it was a catastrophe, so it was horrible, it was raining the whole day. I didn't have a camera that it was working under the rain. It was nothing, it was fitting from what I had in mind. But that kind of way, how I was there, it gave me a lot of material, a lot of it. It wasn't a lot. It was quite difficult to edit that film. But I created film, but it was original. It was the first of that genre of film. And there I open a little bit better my mind, and I understand that I have to be on a wedding day like a child, like a child that is curious about everything and is watching everything what happened, a door, a picture, the wind, the grass, the smell, everything. You have to watch, and you like a child, and you try to capture everything. And when you come back at home, you try to see the material what you have, and you try to focalize with your feeling, what gives you a kind of emotion. You focalize in some point, and you build a kind of story, a kind of things that flew from the beginning till the end. So that is the way how we are working also now.
Yeah. You already told that you got married in 2018, And since then, has your filmmaking process changed, or yeah, did you change your approach somehow?
We were already before our wedding. There was a process that it was a little bit different in the kind of way what kind of product we were trying to deliver to our clients. Yes, the our wedding, it was a confirm about what it's nice to get, for sure. You're living in first person, that kind of day, and you are waiting for the picture and what kind of focus goes. And I, guys, from all the photos of the shooting, I don't care at all. I don't care at all. And if you watch, there's one movie that I shot in Tuscany, in the same location where we married. It's a 13 minutes film. It's a 13 minutes film. And if you are watching the shot of the shooting, we are in Tuscany. There's fantastic light. It's everything beautiful there. But the shot of the shooting, I think that there are two or three shot of shooting here and there. And all the rest, it's real stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is it the couple where she is singing to
yes.
her husband?
Yes.
Okay. The rainy husband. Yeah. wedding, yeah.
Rainy.
What was your favorite part about your wedding film? Is there a specific moment?
It's beautiful to watch it from the beginning to the end. There's no boring part. There's you like to see how it's introduced. Is the building of the film, and it was really equilibrated and really really good.
That's nice to have good friends
that can film your wedding.
Actually, me and Remy, we are doing also a lot of workshop. We are doing. We try to make also this year. We have our Osmosis company, and we have a really. He is more in the. He's more regular, more straight. I'm a little bit more emotional, but we have a kind of really similar vision about wedding films. For this reason, we work really good together also on doing workshops and
I think when I see his films, it's also you see a lot of effort also. I think that was also a question I wanted to ask you, because we see you as an artist. You have this nice accent. You you and Anne, you're always dressed nicely, and
I'm film now. If not, I would have the pyjama.
We would love to see that picture. No, but it's sunset. It looks easy, but. To make good wedding films, is it the most important thing to be a creative person, to have a big vision, or how much
it is
effort and muscle work also important to make those kind of films?
I couldn't give an answer to this question, because I think that we are all different. And each one of us, we have a different kind of way to put power in our work to get the result that we would like to have. With this said, I have to say that wedding filmmaker, they are really underestimated, because wedding filmmaker, they are a kind of filmmaker that they are doing a lot of work and learning also. If you are starting to, you want to learn to make filmmaker, the picture of wedding filmmaker is it's a wedding filmmaker, la la la. But wedding filmmaker, it's really, really challenging. I'm quite sure that a lot of really great filmmaker, they had really hard time to film a wedding, because Actually, we are doing everything. We are shooting, managing the light, composition, music choice, editing. There's everything inside on what we are doing to create something nice, something cool. And the question that you say to me, how much power, how much effort, it depend of your vision, what you would like to deliver, what kind of product you want to give. There's the possibility to make everything in one day. I know videographer that they are shooting, they're waiting, and in the evening they are already finished. We take sometimes months before that we finish one film. So it depends a lot about what kind of is your vision on deliver the product, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if you want to use the tools or to squeeze the most out of one day, like you have the picture, you have the sound, and also the sound design. You can use a lot of tools, but you don't need to, of course, because we don't have rules which tells you what we should do. But if you want to use as many as possible, it's quite an effort to have sound on every person that might say something for the story, or to listen to the audio track in full, maybe even after you...
After the wedding vows or so?
Yeah, after you stopped recording and you still search for a small breathe or a small laughter or something. Before I started, I didn't think how much energy you need to put in for one wedding film to have an emotional impact. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's not at all an easy stuff. It's not easy at all. I have till now hard time to edit films, and it's normal. It's actually it's all resolving problem. You don't have a script. You don't have everything that it was record. You missing shot. You missing audio. You missing the music, and you have to look for each one of these element. And yes, for sure, it's not an easy stuff to edit a wedding film, especially in this kind of way that it should look like a film, right? It's not easy.
When you look back to your first wedding that you filmed, what would you do differently, or what advice would you give to your younger self?
I don't think that I would do much stuff differently, but what I would advise to the wedding videographer that start is to don't look at wedding films. And I don't say to don't follow or don't support other videographer, because it's nice. So at the end, we are a small family and community that we try to support each other, and it's beautiful. But especially if you are starting, I would suggest to don't watch at all wedding films, because wedding films, in my opinion, it's end product of creativity. So it's so what does it mean? It's when I'm doing my wedding films, it's an inspiration of right, left, that kind of film, that kind of book, that kind of music, and I put it together in something already done. And it's like a cake already baked. And if you take inspiration from that one, you are going to cook a cake that it's really similar. And if you want to write your kind of story and your kind of way to shoot a film, you should find already inspiration from your kind of films, your kind of music, your kind of things. Not thinking that the way how I shoot the film is the right way, because it's not the right way. It's the way how I find it, that it's good, that I like it. You can find thousand other way to make a wedding film, and in that way you fight also against the concurrents and against other people that were shooting films, because in this way you are doing your own film, your own character and your own piece of art, and when you are doing this, nobody can do the same, you know. And if you are doing films every time based of, oh, I saw that film, it's fantastic, everybody likes that film, we have to do the same. You're going to do something that it already was done, has no character, and you'll be every time the second, you know. So to watch less as possible waiting films.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. We still watch a lot of wedding films.
Yeah, but you have to be careful about how you are watching, because it's nice. It's nice to see the work of other people, what kind of effort, but you have to be careful about in what kind of place of your inspiration you are putting this kind of films. And if it becomes a main part of your inspiration, you begin to be a copy of someone else, and it's something that it will put you every time as second. Every time, it's not the things that you want to be the best, because there's no one is the best to make what we are doing. Actually, in art, there's no one the best. Picasso wasn't better than Leonardo da Vinci or someone else. They are different. You couldn't be best. And I hate when somebody write you are the best. I hate it, because there's no best. There's no best at all. There are good stuff.
Yeah, I have a good segue there. Because Anne and you were in the jury of the Wedding Award Germany.
Yeah.
For this, and I suppose you have seen a lot of wedding films. What was your, not to say they were the best and the worst, but what did you see for our colleagues and friends in Germany? What was some good things you saw? Some positive details, and some maybe something that could be improved. Did you see something that
It's the same answer that I gave you before. I find really good when somebody is creating a wedding film based on the wedding day and based on real moments, and they can mix in a fantastic way and show the moments in real, authentic, how they were. And if they are going to make these things also in a cinematic way with good sound and everything, that is fantastic. But when I begin to see a film that there's one time the bride watching on the window, one time the groom that he put the jacket like this, that you feel, okay, now slow, okay, show. When you see when they are kissing, okay, now slow, almost the kiss. You feel it, you feel that there's all this shot. For me, it's a film that it's not good at all. As a wedding film, it's not good. I like when the things were authentic, when they look real. I remember that in one contest in Italy, I was also there, a jury, and the people there were quite upset about my vote. I made win a guy that he shoot that the film, it was with a GoPro on a Vespa. the GoPro was shooting the bride and the groom driving. They were happy driving, and actually you see everything on the GoPro, that the Vespa, it stopped the Vespa, it doesn't work anymore, and they are both there. They say, wow, fuck, we get to go, wow. And there comes all the people of the village there that they try to help to make start this Vespa. And for me, that film, it was the one that won for me the contest, because it was fantastic. It was so real, so a nice moment. And there were thousands of fantastic drone shot that churn and the transition right and left, a fantastic edit. But that one, it was real. That one for me won. Yeah.
That's a very nice story. A lot of concern, or a lot of when we talk to other filmmakers, a topic that is very important for us is the marketing side, to gain enough money to continue making films. And we wanted to ask you a little bit about your experience during these last 10 years. You said at first you started out in your own way, so your concurrence wasn't that big, I guess. How much effort do you still need to do to get booked, even though you're very well known now? And did that change? How much money you need to put in advertising, how much effort you needed to put in making website, getting booked? Can you give us a little bit about
to get the wedding you would wish to
also that
During the years there were a lot of improvement and change about our work. So at the beginning everybody were booking us because we were the cheapest in the market, I think, not because we were the best, but because we were the cheapest. And this has helped us to get a lot of work, a lot of weddings, actually too much. But with starting with zero experience, we didn't know what we want, what we like. It was really good because give us wish, dreams, and vision. And so we draw our kind of character step by step with things that we like, things that we approve, things that we find that they represent us. And when we found this kind of cake, that it's the product that represents us, then we started to put it out, to show it with the now fantastic social media. And this has helped us to give back work that we like to get. So show the things what we love, to get something similar. And today we are still working quite good. We are doing a little bit of advertising, but not too much. And today the work, we find that it's a little bit more difficult because we are quite a lot. It wasn't like 10 years ago where there were not so many great videographer, not so many fantastic photographer, in that kind of style, let's say, because we're also good in that kind of style. And today, because also of the reason that workshop and education is a really good incoming for a lot of people, for us also, this kind of things that gives also a lot of people the possibility to learn how to do it really fast. And this is built also a really big cake of concurrence of other people that are doing great work. So today, the things that are becoming a little bit more difficult, but we are still happy with what is going and how we are working, and we are every time a little bit of other advertising here and there we are doing. Also in this year it's quite difficult because we have not so much new stuff to show thanks to COVID and everything, so a little bit of advertising here and there still.
Okay, yeah, so a little bit the same struggles maybe.
So you're developing every year. Do you have like a vision?
No. I don't have a lot of Vorsatz. I love to learn. I'm still learning. Every time I'm curious about stuff and I like to see how they were done. I'm studying a lot of color grading and the storytelling and how to edit. This I really like. I'm really hungry of knowledge. So this is my things. I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know more every time. So this is what.
But you still want to be on weddings, or do you want to, I don't know, concentrate maybe on the osmosis, or
Osmosis is something that we are doing together, me and Remy, and it's something that gives us fun. It's not easy to feed because we are both quite busy. So we have stuff that we want to do. And I don't know where we will go in the next year. So let's see. We try to. I remember that there was in Clubhouse with Johannes. There was a guy that he was saying, "What do you think that you will do in 10 years? You still think that you will do wedding?" So I'm thinking about 10 years ago, my goal, it was to sell 100 glasses per week. This was my goal. This was my dream. I want to sell 100 glasses per week. Today my goal is to get 20 wedding per year. In 10 years, I have no idea what it will be. I have no. Maybe I will be a pizza cooker in agriturismo in Italian. I have no idea. Let's see.
Actually, we asked on Instagram, other filmmakers if they have questions for you. And one of the questions was, how do you make the perfect pizza?
And I have a secret ingredient to make the perfect Instagram Napolitanian pizza.
It's the time. The best ingredient for making a good pizza is the time. And I learned not so long time ago. It was actually this year that I learned to make the pizza good in the house oven, so not with fire oven, and it's the time, really.
How long do you rest the
24 hours?
24. Okay.
Yeah.
we'll make a pizza podcast because we also started to try to make good pizza. We bought a stone for the oven, and let's see, we can compare pictures then afterwards.
I'm quite happy with mine, and I'm quite happy with
it. Yeah, they look very tasty. And it fits also the filter you have
the
on
brand.
Instagram, very, very nice.
Oh, God, I have to change texture. That Instagram. I find that it's really old. I've done it, I don't know how long time ago.
What music platform do you use?
Music Bed is the first one, first choice. Then I have also Artlist. I think these two were the main. Were Marmoset also, that it was good, but I used more in the past. But these two, it's
That's a lot.
How do you record your sounds, and do you use like sounds that you bought?
I have a lot of a big library. I have also some plugin, some software that I have the sound. I'm using a lot of sound device. I'm using this Sony, the small one. It's something that I have four of them. Here I have all the, you know, I have to put the last waiting. on the computer. I'm using a lot of audio recorder. I have the Zoom, the Tascam. So I have a lot of audio recorder, really a lot.
What's your perspective? Because you're Italian, and what we hear also from friends that in Italy and then also in the United States and in a lot of other countries, wedding films is on an equal priority than wedding photos, almost, I think. In Germany, we still, I think it's still not common to have a wedding film. What do you see for the future? Do you see that we will have a bigger market in Germany for wedding filmmakers, or do you think it will stay like it is now? What do you have for insider information?
So I have no inside information, and mine, it's a really simple opinion that could not represent the truth. But I think that the creation of wedding film, it's something that in the future it becomes more easy and affordable to do. And also, it will have a better market. It was a really good development from when we started to now. So now it's for us almost it's 50-50. So it's still maybe a little bit more the photography request and priority. But we have a lot that we ask only for video also. So I'm quite happy about this. But it was before it was like 80-20. So 10 years ago, it was like really a small percent wanted the video. So let's see. Let's see. Do you know, when you are happy to do what you are doing, I'm happy that I can do what I'm doing. So, yeah, let's see.
Yeah. Are there some special parts or moments or shots where you know this moment, this thing, Anna will love it? Like when you're creating your movie and then you know in advance, okay, she's giving me the compliment for exactly this moment.
So you mean if I see something that will help to create the film?
No, when you're in the editing process, for example, and you're making the movie, and then maybe there's like some parts of the movie when you think, okay, when I'm going to show the movie to Anne, she's going to say, okay, yeah, I love that. Maybe like...
I'm a little bit a diva with my film.
And like me.
I don't really care about what the other think about my films. If I like it, it's good. I'm happy about it. I remember when I show to Anna the elopement in Scotland, that film. I remember that when she saw that film, she say, "Yeah, it's okay."
Oh. I know that feeling. Yeah.
And there was another film that I edited, and it took really long time to put the things together. And I showed the film and said, "Yeah, I don't like how the mother laugh." I said, "Oh God, so okay, I can't remove it, but you can't focus on that." And no, they focus on that. They focus on how the mother was laughing on the film. So I like when they like it, for sure. I love good feedback, but I trust a lot about my feeling on the film. Sometimes I'm insecure. Sometimes I don't know if I went too much over. And then I like when they say, "No, this is too much." When it's secure, "No, this is too much." Then I say, "Okay, maybe I have to hear it. Maybe I had..." And it happened already. I've done a couple of teasers that say, "No, this is too much. You have to..." It's hurt me. destroy my ego, but I recognize that they are right.
Yeah, I think these are the moments where you can get better, because the next time you will be in a situation in the edit and you know the feedback from different people that you, I don't know, I had a long time I put the music too loud, so I liked the music so much that it was so loud that you couldn't really hear what the people were saying, and I did it over and over again, and I thought, okay, it's I can hear them, it's okay, but I want to hear the music too. And then, but I at the end, I understood also that it's also important for the story to hear the story. What is a compliment you like to hear? So, what would be a good compliment that you say, oh, I did a great film?
I really love when people that has nothing to do with that wedding, they feel connected with the couple, and they get emotional. That is really good when I feel this kind of comments. So I really like that. Because, you know, when you are editing a film and you try to elevate a part of the wedding day, it's actually what touched you, what you felt in that moment. So I'm sharing that emotion mixed with my emotion, and I'm doing something that it's actually it's mine. How I bake this cake, it's my things. So, and I love when somebody felt what I felt with watching this film. So I that is a, for me, it's a really nice compliment. Yeah, that made me feel okay, I done a good stuff.
Maybe it was a coincidence, but the films that were nominated for the wedding award in Germany were all destination weddings. For us filmmakers, is it important to have film weddings on interesting locations to make an impact?
So destination weddings as a film, they are more pleasing only because I think that because the videographer or the photographer, they were much more curious and they were much more attracted about the things that we were shooting. Actually, I think that if an American videographer comes to shoot in Italy, is doing a better work than an Italian shooting in Italy, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if an Italian is going to shoot in Texas, but maybe it's for them it's completely boring, but he feels the butterfly only because he's there to shoot that wedding, he gives that. That element, yeah, that it's quite important, that is showing where we are and understanding the feeling of that place. For that reason, I think that the destination wedding films and photos, they are a little bit better. If we try to learn to shoot in the place where we are, in the same way how we are going to a destination wedding, it's a quite difficult thing. It's like that you are eating everyday pizza and you have to say, oh, this pizza is fantastic, it's amazing. It's boring if you are watching every day the same pizza. We are trying to make something good with curiosity as we are going to a destination wedding, I think that the thing is not different. Also, so it's nice because you are visiting the world. It was our goal at the beginning. We can visit the world. It's fantastic. But it's time consuming. It's hard work. It's challenging. I remember a couple of years ago that I had a wedding in Vietnam. Yes, a wedding in Vietnam in the middle of the season, where you go, you fly for 16 hours, you stay there 2 days for shoot a wedding, you come back and you shoot maybe another wedding in Düsseldorf. So it's wow. Challenging. It's challenging.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's an interesting aspect. That you're more curious in another location. Yeah, totally. I didn't thought about that. Yeah. I also thought that maybe for the viewers, it's also like a desire to see the ocean, to see a beautiful different landscape. So that also maybe for like the couples, it's more
you have
fascinating to see destination weddings.
You have to think that also American people to come in Germany to make a wedding is a destination wedding. So that is also a destination wedding if a couple, they find fantastic the place where you are living.
But I think it's a very, very nice or interesting answer, because I also notice when we travel or we go hiking, I have much more the feeling, oh, I could do an Instagram story, or I could make a photo for my parents or something. I don't get this itch here, even though we have, I don't know, it's our city is also quite nice, mm-hmm. but I really get that you are more curious, and yeah, it's very interesting.
Actually, we were in Florida last week, so a couple of days ago, and when we were there, we say, but do you know that Europe is so beautiful? Do you know that Europe is so beautiful? Because there, where we were, it was everything flat, everything green, and boring, really boring. Maybe I was in the wrong place, I have no idea, but I was missing some corner of here of Europe. So we are living in a fantastic place, guys, so only that you know it.
Yeah, that's maybe also a good message if you're traveling or going to destination weddings. That's also we haven't been on a destination wedding yet. That's why when you said Vietnam, what is the struggle, or what is the most important thing if you go to a destination wedding? I guess you have to pack small, I guess, and not too much batteries. what are maybe some tips you could give us if we would end up someday on another country?
I know that you are filming with the Black Magic, right?
Yeah, yes.
So it's quite challenging to be small with that toy. I'm shooting with this, so with this, I could go like this with a wedding. I have a lot of stuff also, but I remember that I shoot a wedding with a Black Magic, and it was quite.
Yeah,
beautiful machine, beautiful camera, but for a wedding day, I find it quite challenging.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit why we maybe that's why I asked the question about the destination wedding. So what to pack? We love, I don't know, we never had a camera with autofocus or internal stabilization, and we also have the small pocket camera Blackmagic, the previous before the 4K, and I started loving the image and the compression, even though a lot of people say it's not important for the bride and groom to have raw image or something. Yeah, it's something for us.
For sure, I think that the couple, they would be happy if I'm shooting with the camera of 5 years ago, that they would see the same stuff. But you are more pleased to work with stuff that you like to watch and to edit.
Yeah, I think that's the reason.
And I agree, the Black Magic has a fantastic imagery. Yeah,
in a wedding day, filming a wedding has a lot of risks in itself, I think, because if one cable misses, if a SD card gets crashed, there are so many variables that can be very challenging to succeed in making a film. And making a film abroad, I think, has even more challenges. What are the challenges, maybe, and what do you maybe recommend and keeping the risk low?
Yes, I recommend to keep the risk really, really low and to start really, 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 really easy. So think about, you get a good camera, you get a good card, and think about one small backup, and sometimes it could be a GoPro for a camera. Keep it easy, and then step by step you add the stuff. When you feel more secure, when you feel good, then you add a movement, you add a glide cam or a gimbal or something like this, but everything step by step if you need it. If not, go like this, camera in the hand, and shoot everything with the camera in the hand, and go. And after, step by step. I remember at our workshop, it came a girl that she showed one of her first film, and it was 100% shoot on the gimbal. And it was horrible, only because she shoot all the day with the gimbal. And she is a photographer, and so it was... As we say, better let the gimbal at home. Let the gimbal at home. You know already how to shoot the composition and everything. Let the gimbal at home and shoot with the camera in the hand. If it's shaky, then you feel it. Then you become to add a little bit of monopod or something that help you to stay more steady. But easy. Don't start with something that is challenging, especially on the wedding day, that it's quite risky to lose stuff only because you are thinking, how I get to press the gimbal that start, or maybe begin to make like this. And so better take it easy and record. I had a lot of time that I stop and record in the opposite way, so
that's right. It's a very good recommendation, because that alone is quite challenging.
To stay focused.
Thank you so much for your time and all your wisdom and all your answers. It was fun. We were smiling the whole interview.
I don't know if it's good, but it's...
Not bad.
No, not ironically, because you are smiling, and it's fun to talk to other filmmakers for us, because we are, I think, still a small community, and to have somebody like you with a lot of years
experience.
Of experience, and it's nice to that you give your time to help us and to get a little bit of perspective and maybe a little bit of hope also, we will grow as a filmmaking community in the wedding industry, and we'll all make great films that tell stories about the people.
We will make all unique different films.
Yes, yes.
Own style.
Beginning from now.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Thanks to you, guys. Thanks to you.
Ja, das war die Folge mit Ricardo. Freut uns, dass ihr zugehört habt. Wenn ihr möchtet, kommt gerne auch in unsere Facebook-Gruppe. Die heißt wieder Podcast Feierabendbier mit HochzeitsvideografInnen. Wer die Podcast-Folge sehen möchte, die gibt es auf YouTube. Zum Hören gibt es überall, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wie auch immer. Und bis zur nächsten Folge.
Bis bald.